Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Oh my goodness, Ginny, I haven't even gotten through all the questions we have today.
I think it's going to be
a Q&A session. We've got some great questions. And is it because it's about the heart that people are asking so many questions?
I believe so. The heart of the matter is the matter of the heart, we've heard somebody say more than once.
Yeah, it is pretty important. So then what I'll do, I'll give, you know, do the usual, a couple of customer testimonials. And heart health is our topic because in the email, our newsletter that you got today, we do have featured an article I wrote about the heart. Do I have it in front of me? Improving heart health starts with saturation. So a number of the questions ask about that. How much do you take, etc. So Ginny, can you tell people how they get that article?
Yes, absolutely. All Dr. Dean's blogs are at drcarolyndean.com, and that's DR. So DR Carolyn, CAROLYN, Dean.com. And as if you've noticed, Carolyn has started returning to her writing craft and publishing a new blog every Thursday. And then we're talking about it on the show on Monday. So people have time to read the blog and ask any questions. And apparently that's what's happening because we have so many questions that came in this evening. So you'll find it at drcarolyndean.com. You'll find it under the Dr. Dean's Latest, and you'll see it was published last week. And then this week she has part two coming up of what she follows up with from this week's blog. And then the following week's blogs are very exciting. And it's not a new topic for Dr. Dean, but something she doesn't write a lot about. And those are on addiction. And you guys are really going to want to check those out because it's a very sad statement that hardly anybody I know doesn't know somebody with an addiction. I didn't say that was a double negative, but the point is everybody knows someone with addiction, and we're always trying to figure out how to help them. Nutrition is a path and a way, and Dr. Dean's going to write about it in a little bit of a series for us. So that's very exciting. So again, check out the blogs on Thursdays. We'll come in and talk about them on Mondays, and you can ask questions galore as we are going to do this evening. Right, Carolyn?
Oh, right. Ginny's got me all lined up, I'll tell you. Articles on Thursday, taping videos on Sunday, Monday, the show. I'm a busy girl. Busy. Can't be helped. Okay. Customer testimonials, they're always really fun. And it gives us a chance to really, really honor the folks that are working at customer service. And Megan, who runs customer service, said that customers have been blowing up our lines in support since the incredible Dr. Dean has been making her appearances and making videos. So that's something else, Ginny. Where do people see the interviews I've started to do lately? They're around the topic of the new book, Magnesium, the Missing Link to Total Health. It's on pre-sale right now. We had to readjust the book and take out any mention of our products because the FDA and FTC don't want you to know what helps you. So where can people see our videos, Ginny?
So Dr. Dean's most recent interview with Dr. Fredrickson is, again, at drcarolyndean.com. It's right on that panel where you'll see community, and that's a blog post that she did with Dr. Fredrickson. But you can also follow Dr. Dean on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram under drcarolyndean.com. Carolyn Dean, MDND, I believe is what it is actually. And so she's there too, blasting away and educating everybody on a week-to-week basis. And she's everywhere. So yeah, any social media platform has Dr. Dean on it. And then of course, her own website.
Wow. Crazy, eh? We're keeping up with the time. So we have to. I mean, it's the only way to get to new people. All the people who know us, they're with us for life. But, you know, we keep expanding our reach. And this brings up new questions all the time. So testimonials that Megan sent in. One person says, I love Remag. This person, male or female, I don't know, says, it takes a little time, but it works, in capitals. And you really do feel the difference in particularly eliminating palpitations or flutters and irregularities. So this person was using it for the heart. And next one, RNA Reset, love, love, love. Carolyn Dean has quite a selection of healthy, highly absorbable supplements in her store. Love them all. I have ordered both directly from her site and here on Amazon. The only issue I have is that one must buy it ahead of time, for shipping is slow coming from her store, but well worth the wait. Just keep it piled up as I do in a cool cupboard, and all is good. Have a blessed day. Now, Ginny, are we having shipping issues? Because I know I get mine super fast.
We don't have any shipping issues, Carolyn, but what we do have is people's choices. And sometimes if they choose economy shipping, it's going to be a little bit of a slower route than if they choose that expedited. And sometimes they can save a couple dollars, and that's important to them. So we have all levels of shipping and all levels of speed, and they can choose what they want. Yeah.
Right. So this is why this person is saying, I buy it ahead of time and keep it piled up. So you can get economy shipping and just order ahead. Very good. And next one, your body needs the best support you can give it. Everyone should be taking these mineral products. I've ordered all of them and take them throughout the day, and I just feel better. I drink a significant amount of water, and that helps too. And another, love this, it works great. And another one, great, just what I was looking for. Thank you. So we're very happy that people are happy. Now, here are the questions. Magnesium, how much and for how long? And now I don't have a name here. So someone is asking, how do you determine how much magnesium your body needs? When do you know you've reached saturation? How do you determine your maintenance dose? My guess is that initially you're adjusting the dose upward until symptoms abate. Correct. But as to the rest, thank you. So this is what all our educational materials are about, and customer service is about. And as we encourage people to take care of themselves, determining how you feel, increasing your dose in the beginning by a quarter teaspoon every 2 or 3 days. And yes, you get an idea of what your magnesium deficiency symptoms are, but it's good to read the Magnesium Miracle, Magnesium, the total missing link to total health, comes out. You'll see it's a much smaller book, so that you can look at the list of symptoms, because seriously, I don't know how many times I see magnesium products advertised, and it's just about sleep. You know, this is a good sleep remedy. And when you start taking it for sleep, then people say, oh my goodness, you know, my twitching eye got better, or my esophageal spasming, or my hiatus hernia, or my mitral valve prolapse, or my heart palpitation. So there are 600 muscles in the body. Any one of them can be in spasm and give you a problem. So it's a matter of knowing what your magnesium deficiency symptoms are. We do have a magnesium deficiency questionnaire. Ginny, does that questionnaire still come up when people come to the site? Is there a place where they can see a list of possible magnesium deficiency symptoms and then assess where they're at?
What happens is they take a nutrient deficiency. It's not just magnesium, it's nutrients, and that is at rnareset.com. So it's all nutrients, because of course we have blood and we have brain and we have heart and we have bones and we have so many different things, because we do all the essential vitamins and minerals. So if a person who's already been taking REMAG for a long time still maybe has some symptoms of something, as you've said, magnesium is the most important, but it doesn't stand on its own. It has to follow in the family of other vitamins and minerals for the cofactors and things of that nature. So that's what they can take on our website. Yes, anytime.
So there's a questionnaire there, and where is the link?
It's not a link. All they do is just say, take the assessment at rnareset.com. It's really right at the top.
Yeah, take the assessment. Okay. So in terms of maintenance dose, you know, my story is that for my heart palpitations, I had to take 4 teaspoons, which was 1,200 milligrams a day for about a year and a half. And I gradually began getting the laxative effect. And then I knew I was saturated because my symptoms were gone. If I did not take my REMAG for a day, I did not get my heart palpitations back. So it is bobbing and weaving. It is, you know, just seeing how you feel. It is kind of recognizing that magnesium is responsible for 80% of known metabolic functions. And so you're looking for all these symptoms, whether they are there or not. And I mean, just to put a, you know, wrap a little ribbon around this and tie a bow, the FDA did us all a great disservice, because we can't put any of this information on our labels. We can't say, take a quarter teaspoon every 2 or 3 days and work up to 2 or 3 teaspoons and possibly up to 4 teaspoons and see how you feel. You know, we're just not able to educate people. So we all have to work together. So maintenance dose, personally, for me, it's 1.5 teaspoons. Most people, it's between 1 and 2 teaspoons. But if you're on what you're calling your maintenance dose and you still have symptoms, then you're either not taking enough REMAG, or you need to go to the other minerals, like Ginny said, pica potassium, REMITE, are definitely recommended. Next question. I have mitral valve prolapse. Although it's not as severe as some, I experience every symptom in the entire syndrome. Some minor palpitations on a daily basis that can become numerous and worrisome. If I'm anxious, episodes of tachycardia out of the blue, dysautonomia with the sympathetic side of my autonomic nervous system being dominant, etc. I also have white coat syndrome, so my blood pressure is high anytime I'm in a medical setting. I have coronary spasms periodically, which I can relieve with REMAG. So mitral valve prolapse, let me just say, there's a valve in the heart called the mitral valve, and my the mitre, I don't know if that's right pronunciation, is the name of a type of hat that has two sides. So the mitral valve is a flappy valve of two sides. And if you don't have enough magnesium, that those two sides kind of get really floppy and don't stay closed, and or they prolapse. I mean, that's the name of the condition, actually, mitral valve prolapse. They just sort of flop and they don't keep the valve closed tightly and properly. And in the miracle, what is it, Magnesium Miracle, I talk about mitral valve being one of the major conditions of magnesium deficiency. Maybe not a major condition, but one of the surprising kind of structural effects of magnesium deficiency, because I mean, people get surgery for mitral valve prolapse. Now, what this person is expressing, saying, you know, when she gets anxious, she's worse. I mean, it's like a focus of, you know, fear and concern, because she's not totally cured of this condition. And I guess what I do, there's more words to say that she sent about her case, but I'd be looking at total biology to find out, well, what's the conflict that makes my heart so reactive? You know, what have I experienced in the past that I'm kind of suppressing as a conflict that keeps my body having to give me the symptoms to try to make me understand what's going on? The conflict of the heart. I mean, there can be many things I couldn't even, you know, I can't speculate and I won't speculate. But that is something that I would be looking at, a telephone consultation with somebody who does German New Medicine or total biology. So this person's name is Deborah. She says, I've been using REMAC for a few years now, taking 900 milligrams in divided doses. So that's 3 teaspoons a day. Now, divided doses may be that she's taking 1 teaspoon 3 times a day. What I would be doing is putting the 3 teaspoons in sea salted water along with the other minerals, picopotassium and REMITE, and maybe picosilver, and sipping that through the day so that you're taking a few swallows every hour. And that keeps the cells saturated and you don't waste any of it, any of the minerals. Because if you're taking, I mean, certainly if you're taking 3 teaspoons all at once, then the cells get saturated and the rest of it goes out in your urine or your stool. And she does say, I've recently added picopotassium, 1 teaspoon morning, 1 teaspoon evening. Again, it should be in a glass, a tall glass or mason jar with the other minerals and a couple of scoops of our RNA reset berry powder for flavor, and sip through the day. Because she's saying this regimen works most of the time, but never completely eliminates the palpitations. So sipping through the day, you know, a few swigs every hour. And she says, obviously, I'm still not magnesium saturated after all this time. I have taken 1,200 milligrams on occasion when my palpitations are worse than usual due to anxiety. So, you know, dealing with a number of things. So sipping through the day, talking to a German New Medicine consultant on the phone, could be very helpful. And then here we go. I'm hesitant to take any more than that, as I read an article recently that said taking too much magnesium can actually cause palpitations. Could you comment on this, please? So this is, you know, this is the bane of our existence, this business about people putting clickbait articles out that just to scare people. Or, you know, the fact that IV magnesium given stupidly in the hospital may cause palpitations, and that's become a meme to scare people away from magnesium. The fail-safe for magnesium, even REMAG, is the laxative effect. But sipping it through the day will help this whole situation. And I'm speaking candidly here. I wouldn't be able to say these words on an open mic. Question three. Yeah, we're not getting, we're doing okay. When you take Pico Silver, how does it stimulate the stem cells to heal what needs to be repaired in the body, whether it's shoulder, knees, or esophagus? How do the stem cells know where to go in the body? Is there a pecking order? There's definitely a pecking order. It's called the priorities. And as for how does it stimulate stem cells to heal, you can read my book on Pico Silver. I'll go to Ginny and ask if the Pico Silver book is available to members.
The Pico Silver book is available to full members, yes.
Yeah. So read that book and you'll see what the research has been showing about Pico Silver. We've certainly had enough testimonials from people talking about how this and that and the other thing started healing and repairing when they started taking Pico Silver. So as for, and you know, how does it stimulate the stem cells, etc.? You know, and Gwen is asking this question. You know, Gwen, big pharma, allopathic medicine does not know how most drugs even work, even a little bit. If we get to it, and we probably won't today, you know, the weight loss drugs, Chini, the Ozempic and Wegovy, the injectable weight loss drugs, they're scrambling to figure out how they work because they don't have a clue. Anyway, so Pico Silver, there is research that talks about how it stimulates stem cells. And then the priorities are, you know, what is the thing in the body that the body has put most of its attention on. When you go back to magnesium, people who take it, I think this is good for sleep. And they take it and maybe their sleep isn't affected right away, but half a dozen other things are. That's the priorities. Question four, is REMAG alone enough to saturate your heart for health, or is REMAG also required for the other minerals? What about taurine? Yes, the other minerals, pico potassium as well. Taurine is in our realign. It's a heart amino acid. So yes, we try to take care of all of those possibilities of the building blocks for the heart. And Todd here is asking, why does REMAG smell rancid? Now, I think REMAG has a smell, but it's iodine. That I smell, but Todd is saying, and he should have called customer service about this. He said the last several orders, it smells bad, makes me think it is bad. So I find myself not taking it much anymore. Are there alternatives to REMAG? Well, you have to let us know about the batch numbers and this and that, so we can immediately track down what you're talking about. But If a person's sense of smell has changed, I know it made me think of all the COVID problems with the sense of smell, and you know, just consider that as well. But this is something to call customer service about. And Todd's final question: what about blood vessel health? Is it the same as for heart health? Kind of in a way, but with the blood vessels, you want to make sure, and for the heart, you're getting enough whole vitamin C, because you want to produce the right amount of collagen to support your blood vessels. Blood vessels get damaged at the bifurcations because the collagen is weak, and that's where sites of cholesterol build up, because cholesterol is a band-aid on those little tears. And then in that cholesterol, if you have too much calcium, and not enough magnesium to keep calcium dissolved. If you have too much calcium, it builds up in that Band-Aid, that cholesterol Band-Aid, and that becomes atherosclerosis. So yeah, all the heart drugs plus the vitamin C reset. Question 5, minerals and low blood pressure. Now my topic today is going to be POTS, P-O-T-S. It's a low blood pressure condition. So, okay, this person says, my question is about which minerals regulate low blood pressure and how salt and water intake regulate low blood pressure. And so this is Debbie. Magnesium regulates low blood pressure by putting the tone back in smooth muscle cells that line the blood vessels. But hydration with sea salt is also very important. The water that you drink fills out the cells. It gives them structure inside to maintain their roundness, to maintain their structure and integrity. And the sea salt is important because the 72 minerals, I mean, we haven't even studied all the minerals that are in sea salt and what they do to the body. But the salt, sea salt minerals will get into the cells, pull water in after them, and make the cells nice and plump and happy. And that has to do with your blood pressures as well. I guess what I'd say is if you think of the lymphatics or edema in your legs, it all depends on tissue and cell integrity, also depends on exercise. But yeah, hopefully I'll get to POTS and you'll see what I mean about low blood pressure symptoms. And Debbie finishes with, I also wanted people to know how absorbing REMAG through the mouth was so effective for me. And I love the, now what's this, Jenny? I love the new REMAG spout. Do we have a REMAG spout?
That I maybe they meant to say REMAG lotion. I don't think there is a new REMAG spout person.
Maybe the spout on the REMAG lotion. Okay, Debbie can clarify if she wants to. Question 6. Thank you for all you are doing to keep us brilliant partakers of life on a level of health and vitality. Does Pico Silver get through biofilms to destroy the film and the microbe? This is EJ. I forget if I have biofilms in the Pico Silver book. I'd have to check. You can get the PDF copy from the member site and just search for biofilms. But yes, being a stabilized ion of silver, it is going to get into stuff. So it is going to get through the biofilm and get to the microbes. Pico Silver is our antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial, antiparasitic. But REMAG also gets through the biofilms by solubilizing the calcium that is what is creating the kind of the hardened, tougher structure of biofilms. So when people talk about, you've got biofilms, and I don't know what they treat it with besides more antibiotics. Well, I just say the REMAG is going to help solubilize what's keeping the biofilms tight and tapered, but the Pico Silver is going to kill the organisms. Now, this is an EMF question, and this came up actually about EMFs under the comments in my Dr. Fredrickson interview. But it's a bit too complicated for the radio show, but let's see. Since computers emanate EMFs, how about the defibrillator placed in the chest of a patient with congestive heart failure with a computer in the device? Will it have a negative effect due to the small computer? So she's talking about the the indwelling defibrillator. You know, they cut through your skin, put it under your skin, under some tissue, so that, and it's attached to your heart. And if your heart rate goes too low, it will give you a shock to get your heart rhythm back. I don't know what, I have not studied this. Let me just see what else she's saying. Also, what would you recommend to strengthen the muscles of a weak heart? Thank you for your help with a lot of blessings. That's Alita. Muscles of a weak heart, you know, we're talking about all the REMAG, peak potassium, REMITE, the taurine. But in terms of EMFs, I mean, what we've got to realize is EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies, all the radiation that's coming through the air, it focuses on machines. I mean, but the thing of it is, every appliance that we're exposed to is emitting EMFs. The air is full of waves of radiation from the sun, radio waves, all the scalar waves they talk about. And someone was asking, actually on the Dr. Frederickson YouTube of our interview, that I was wearing my earbuds, and doesn't Dr. Jean realize that she's getting Wi-Fi in her ear? Well, the Wi-Fi is going through my head, and the buds are just kind of picking it up. So we're all exposed all the time. That's why some people have to go out into, you know, deep dark nature, you know, live by a river like our Jackie had to do. And it wasn't until she figured out that our minerals were able to break through all that magnesium is important to shut down the calcium mineral ion channels to stop the calcium from flooding into cells and driving them to death. If you look up calcium and EMF and frequency of Wi-Fi, you find that the side effects are created by calcium building up in cells, because the Wi-Fi radiation opens up calcium mineral ion channels. So that's the damage that's being caused. And what we're doing by saturating with magnesium is keeping those gateways, keeping those cells from being opened up to random Wi-Fi. I know it's a bit of a difficult question. Ginny said I should write an article about it, and I probably should, so I can put it in a better form. But Ginny, did that come across? Was that kind of sort of an answer?
Yes. And I think the other thing you've talked about in another article is that ascorbic acid, the vitamin C reset powder, also has a clinical study behind it that shows that it has neutralizing effects to these non-native EMFs. So there's also that benefit in terms of having the right level of supplementation. I think that is, you have to use 1,000 milligrams a day, but that's just half a scoop of our vitamin C reset powder.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Thank you for reminding us about that. That's great. The next one, in Appendix C, over-the-counter drugs in your book, Death by Modern Medicine, you state in the section about aspirin that ototoxicity is reversible, but you do not explain how it can be reversed. That's what I want to know, as I hear a constant hissing sound like white noise. It is more than a little annoying. Conventional sources I've researched indicate it's not reversible. If this condition can be reversed, I would be more than delighted to learn how to do it. Thank you. Okay, so who knows what I'd read around that time. I mean, when you look up aspirin toxicity, they say some in some people it can be reversed, or it can, you know, reverse itself, or it can be irreversible. I don't know what I was thinking back then, as I said, but I personally have constant tinnitus in my ears because I have a hearing condition called otosclerosis. So I'm stuck with it. I just say I have dolphins, you know, squeaking in my ears, and I ignore it. But some people find it very hard to ignore. What I know about tinnitus, about drugs, drugs can kill the little hair cells in the ear canals, and it's the hair cells can somehow they're related to the sound, or those hair cells can have little calcium stone formation on them that makes them vibrate and create the sound. So I've always thought that if it's a calcium buildup, magnesium should be helpful. And I really, I mean, what else would we say? Realign to take out the trash and detoxify, and just keep working on the formulas to hit the right balance to see if that's helpful. And that's probably all I can say about that. Question 9. Now, I just reading this for the first time. I have been diagnosed with cerebellum ataxia, and I wish to know if there are any medications, etc., which could slow the progression of this condition. And I mean, cerebellum ataxia, it's possible that there's some sort of toxicity that's creating this problem. I really don't have experience with it, just looking it up now. A disorder that affects balance and coordination by damaging the cerebellum, part of your brain that controls muscle movements. Personally, I would just be doing a detox the body wants to be perfect. The cells in our body want to be perfect. We can create new neurons in the brain. We used to think we couldn't affect the brain. I personally would be looking at PicoSilver, Realign, of course, Remag, and Remite, and hydration. But perhaps you could call customer service and sort of formulate a bit of a plan. It's not a condition that we've dealt with, and we're not a medical, you know, clinic. We can't really talk to people about their medical health, because the FDA would shoot us. So I'll have to leave it there, Les. Just call customer service and see if there, you know, is there a history of toxicity? Did you work with heavy metals or paints or something that could have caused it? And then we can look at detoxification. And, you know, I would not say intravenous chelation could be the treatment, the chelation with EDTA, for example. I have a customer at our Tuesday market who approached me because she heard about Remag or whatever she heard about my products. And she said she had 8 intravenous chelations for lead that she thought she might have gotten contaminated with the clay she's working with as a potter. And she said the chelation didn't change the way her head felt, or fogginess or disorientation and all the rest of it. And so I said, well, talk to Julie, you know, start taking some Remag and Remite and see how you feel. And seriously, within 3 weeks, she came back, bright eyes, and saying, I really don't believe this, but I'm feeling better. And she was only on like a teaspoon of Remag and Remite. So there's a lot to be said for minerals, but there's much more to be said for stabilized ions of minerals. that get right into the cells and do their work. Low potency minerals that do their work. They don't have to be these high potency compounds that we ram into the body and try to force the body to take. The ions are what the body wants. Okay, so this Mel DeRose is telling me about this. This lady brought her daughter in as a guest last week. And then it looks like she wrote back and says, "Hello, Mel DeRose. Thank you so much for the happy gift. We would love the Remag lotion." So what we're saying there is if you bring a guest to the show, we give you a gift, or Mel DeRose gives you a gift. My daughter loved hearing about the benefits of silver. Her boyfriend gets sick. She takes silver to keep from getting what he's got. So far, it has worked. The topic of the zinc-copper balance was of great importance to her. A nutritionist gave her only copper when she was in high school. It was to better absorb iron. It caused nausea and anxiety. She's still dealing with these issues 10 years later. Is it possible that after all this time, there could still be an imbalance of too much copper? Oh, yeah. It's hard to say. Or if the, you know, it could be a situation where Deb, your daughter, needs zinc. And just the amount of copper that she's getting is too much compared to the amount of zinc she's getting. And it keeps her in that loop. So I would look at taking zinc. And we do have, we used to just have plain zinc. Do we have any plain zinc left, Ginny? Or did we just transition over to zinc plus copper?
Yes, no plain zinc.
No plain zinc. Okay. Well, still has those symptoms. If you take our zinc plus copper, it's 10 parts zinc to one part copper. That's what the body wants. And if there's sort of copper compounds that her body's reacting to, because there's copper IUD, there's copper in fertilizers that we can get in our food, there's copper plumbing compounds. You know, there are lots of ways to get copper that can make it toxic. But if you use our zinc plus small amount of copper, they're both bioavailable, and they should be beneficial rather than not beneficial. But you can think about that. Maybe call customer service and talk it through and see if she could be helped by taking the zinc plus copper. So there's our questions, Ginny. We've done it.
Wow, that was fantastic. Okay, let's go over a couple of the comments and questions online here. Yeah. And a lot of thank yous for the enjoying listening to the podcast with Dr. Fredrickson. Thank you for writing about the addiction, encouragement to write about the non-native EMF situation so people can understand it more clearly. So that's all wonderful stuff. Eugene, Dr. Dean is the bliss of our existence when you were talking about the bane of our existence. So I thought that was very, very sweet. Diana Orlando was asking, I have a question about vitamin C. I gave some to my son for a week and he told me it's affecting his bladder. He had some pain while peeing. Have you heard of this in men?
It's acidic. Vitamin C is acidic. So was it the capsules or the powder? Because the powder, we do put in the potassium, like a potassium bicarb, so that the bicarbonate will take away some of the ascorbic acid acidity. So that is a possibility.
Okay. And, what you do, go ahead, Carolyn. Try.
What we would do is just get them on the capsules, the whole C reset capsules, which is made from whole foods. And if a person needs to take their RNA reset powder, you can put it, excuse me, a teaspoon of bicarbonate in it, baking powder, to neutralize the acidity. But yeah, it's possible. You've got a sensitive son, and that's good to know. We want to know when we take something how it's affecting us.
Yep. Very good. Very good. All right. Excellent. Is there a maximum amount of copper allowed when supplementing, Carolyn?
Oh, I don't know that. Is there even an RDA of copper? I don't know if anyone knows.
I think there is, because we have it as a percent on our label. Let me look real quick. You would just go by the RDA of copper, I think, is a good answer. Right, Carolyn?
Correct.
Okay. Very good. Let me go back to the questions. Other questions we have here. I'm looking to see what we've got to cover. Thank you so much for answering my question tonight. That was from Gwen. It's so refreshing to hear someone whose knowledge is vast and helpful. Thank you for being such a bright light of truth and wisdom. I am enjoying becoming, she's a happily a full member and a lifelong learner. So that's fantastic. Fantastic.
Thank you. And Ginny, the RDA of copper, 900 micrograms per day. Let's quick see. I mean, I don't have my bottles here. Are you near the, let me see RNA.
Sure. Resets. Yeah, we can look at on the peak. I know it's not that much because it's just 10% of the amount of copper that zinc that's in here.
Yeah, so, I think it's 300. Then it would be, I think, 300 micrograms. So let me, I'm looking for the zinc plus copper. We have such beautiful bottles, don't you think, people? Every time I go to the website or look in my cupboard and I see these beautiful bottles that Sheila, our artist designer, created. Oh, it's a half a teaspoon has 2 milligrams, Ginny. So it's 20 of zinc and 2 milligrams of copper.
Yeah.
So what people could be doing, and we tell them to take a quarter teaspoon as a dose. So that's for the mom to tell her daughter. We put out the PicoZinc Plus around the non-demic. I'm calling it a non-demic because people were taking too much zinc. That wasn't balanced with copper. So we did a 10 to 1 ratio. But if the RDA is 900, I don't know what the upper limit of copper is. Let me look that up now. It's all very exciting to have a live show to do this. Upper limit of copper. Because they have done some studies. Oh, 10,000 micrograms per day. So that's 10 milligrams. So we're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
We're good.
Okay.
Okay. Question. I have heard that citric acid is bad for you. Is that true?
No. What is that? That's a whole thing where there's something they started to use in, it's a natural substance found in citrus fruits. I wonder if they can make it synthetically. And there's something about citric acid and does it cause kidney stones, which was debunked. But yeah, the clickbait will give you negative on everything.
Yeah.
No, citric acid helps break up smaller stones as they're beginning to form. No, just anytime you read something like that, that just makes your brain, you know, do a little skid mark across your neurons. Look it up and decide, you know, just see what they may be trying to get at. Or are they just trying to create content to get some clicks?
Yeah.
It's, It's a serious problem right now. Anyway, next.
Well, what I want to say about citric acid is the citric acid that's in our products is also 1/10,000th of the formula. So it's just the teeniest, weeniest. And really what citric acid does in our formulas is it adjusts the pH. And acts as a preservative in the sense that it adjusts pH. So it's very, very, very modest, if that's the question related to our products.
And the thing of it is, too, the FDA makes you put preservatives in things. It makes you do that.
Yeah.
So we'll stay with, you know, kind of putting it on the label, putting in 1/10,000th, adjusting the pH. Because, yeah, the FDA, they've been after pH lately, haven't they? They're trying to shut down the supplement industry, folks.
Yeah.
Just be aware.
Be aware. Gaka. Eugene wants to know, are there any issues with adding a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar with the berry powder?
No issues. Nope.
Yeah, no issues. Nan says the chronometer or the chronometer, depending on whether you're from the South or the North, will help calculate the percentages of each mineral and vitamin that's true. And the chronometer is your free gift as part of your membership, paid membership. So if you haven't activated it yet, you should do that. If you have it activated and you're not using it, you can do that. And if you need support or help with it, you can contact customer service because they are whizzes when it comes to the chronometer. And also, what can be done for the thickening of the gallbladder?
Well, let me first go back to Nan to thank her personally for her generous donation to the ParaGeniusFoundation.org. Generous donation. She will be getting some of my Ho'ola Maui armbands as a thank you. It's a very tiny thank you. And thank you to, you know, anyone else who's listening who's donated. Our farmer lost $10,000 of produce in the windstorms. The fire didn't get us, but what the money being collected for this project, this ParaGenius project, is to go to the fresh produce that our farmer is trucking over. He's done a couple of thousand pounds already, because what people are getting, you know, from FEMA is like K rations and crap. And it's only the locals that are providing the fresh food and the on-site services. It's been very difficult for us here. Very difficult.
If you come to the RNA Reset website, across the top, you'll see Maui Fire Relief, and you will see that it leads you to a page where we have the purple wristbands that Dr. Dean designed herself, Ho'ola Maui, Heal Maui. And if you add that to your cart, when you're making your next purchase, you'll receive the band, and all the proceeds go directly to the farm and to the people who are eating the food that is required at this time. So no administrative fees or anything like that. It's basically just a pass through. So, you know, if anybody says, I don't know what to do for the people in Maui or how to help, there is a very good answer right there. Very good. I noticed when I was at Costco that they just had a QR code by the thing to just scan and donate to the Red Cross. But I personally, and this is my humble opinion, this is not anybody else's concern but mine, don't, and I love the Red Cross, what they do. But what I noticed is when I wanted the money specifically to go to the hurricane relief in Florida, when I was concerned about the people down there, they couldn't promise me that's where it was going to go. And that's the only thing that bums me out, is it's like when you see that devastation, you know, people are in pain. I've done pastoral ministry, street ministry for many years. I know what it's like to have somebody standing in front of you that needs to eat. And you want them to have the basics. And you can't even imagine what it's like when your life is wrecked by a fire. And that happened in the inner city quite a bit because people have very bad appliances. They live in very old homes. They have a lot of challenges. They burn propane heaters inside in the wintertime. And then the whole thing goes up in smoke. And to not have a stitch of clothing, to not have any of your family pictures or treasures, to not have even your some of your pets, to lose your children or a family member, the vulnerability of a fire is so awful. And you can't even reassemble that. And then to think, well, I'm going to give this money, but I really don't know where it's going to go. To me, I can't stand that. So I'm really, really glad Carolyn's doing what she's doing. I know that every dime, she's going to be at the market tomorrow morning and she's going to run her little bag of groceries wherever it needs to go. Because I know Carolyn, she is a woman of action. She is not going to diddle dink around with a bunch of foolishness. She's going to make sure people eat.
You know, did I tell you last week? I think I mentioned this last week. Somebody at the market last week, some, you know, hoity-toity, richy, you know, whatever, a leady type guy. He was starting to complain about the food prices or something. I said, are you seriously complaining about vegetable prices when people are dying? I couldn't help myself. I'm waiting with bated breath to see if he shows up this week. So people didn't get, you know, they just didn't have their priorities straight. But, you know, one other thing about what we did as, you know, human citizens, after the first like 5-6 days, they started saying, we don't need any more clothes or bedding or sheets. We've got enough. We just literally just snowed them under with all our donations. And that's not, FEMA's not going to give them, you know, a set of panties or whatever. So we're pulling together here, and it is, I mean, the island is pretty tight, but this is making us tighter.
Yeah. It's very important. And, I know it's just interesting. In our world, in our little world, Carolyn's had the terrible fire. Tony on our marketing team was just in what they're calling the hurricane in LA. You know, we've got tornadoes. I had a tornado. I mean, it's unreal, these weather events. And so here's another thing. Be prepared. Be prepared for a weather event in your area. You know, have a generator. Make sure you've got food. If you don't have food, you know, if you're concerned about something like that, look at your resources, see where you can network and make sure you're taken care of. And under no circumstances should anybody on the planet ever be without REMAG. So if you don't have any and you need some and you have a financial crisis, you've got to get a hold of Carolyn through the customer service team and we'll see what we can do. Okay. We never make people go without that. Right, Carolyn?
That's right. That is right. Now, quickly, gallbladder thickening. That's the inflammation of the gallbladder, and the wall gets thick in reaction to the inflammation. Stones can form. I mean, what do we do about that? I don't know about reversing the thickening, but REMAG will keep the calcification out of the gallstones. Taurine and Realign is very important for balancing the bile salt, bile acid business, because if the bile salts thicken up, then they lead to these gallbladder stones. And inflammation in general, really, it's sugar. It really is sugar. I don't say it enough. I mean, my licensing body in Canada, Ontario, Canada, came after me because I said bad things about sugar on national TV in Canada. I stand by everything I said, but man, that lobby group is just so vicious, because they make a lot of money pushing sugar down our throat. It's okay. That's the start of my addiction article right there, Ginny.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. And a lot of people, especially who have the chemical addictions, the basis of some of that is sugar, whether it's, alcohol, mm-hmm. And that kind of thing. And certainly other people with nicotine and things of that nature. But all right. Very good. Dr. Dean is well loved. We love her and we love all of you listening this evening. I mean, it's just been fantastic. Any other closing words that you have, Carolyn, that you'd like to share with everybody?
Well, we didn't get to POTS and, the rest of everything else, but when we get questions from people, everything else gets put aside. You know, I'm really appreciative of people wanting to ask me questions. It keeps my brain activated, that's for sure. So once again, thank you everybody for your donations. Thank you, Nan. I'm giving you a big hug and I'll see everybody next week.
Yep. We'll be back next week. Be sure to like the show. Please share the show. Be sure to share Carolyn's articles. Let's invite as many people to the party as we can, because we know they've always got something up their sleeve and we definitely want to be prepared for whatever they've got, because we're strong. Right, Caroline?
Right. Yeah. The bad guys. I mean, there are people that just want to make money off illness. That's the bottom line. Money is to be made off sick people by selling them drugs for life. And we're just not in that bucket. Yeah. It's like I didn't put myself in the bucket of getting the jab. You know, first of all, I knew it wouldn't work. I didn't realize it would be so detrimental. But you don't have to be in the bucket of being sick and being dependent on big pharma and medicine and then the government to take care of you, because they're in it for the money.
Yeah, absolutely. Parageniusfoundation.org is the Carolyn's donation website. Get a bracelet over at RNA Reset. Do everything, do anything. Love each other, hug each other, pet your dog. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Just be happy. And we're going to talk to you next week. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the doctor of the future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com. Get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.